Judge Judith Stewart heard arguments on whether the community and the boy's best interest would be better served in adult or juvenile court. The law presumes any child at least 10 years old who is charged with murder should be waived into adult court unless the defense can prove it's in the child's and the community's best interest for him to stay in the juvenile system. Blade Reed has been charged with murder after accompanying his brother Benny to the home of Richard and Mary Volin on November 15th, when Benny admits he shot the couple, killing Richard. Blade cut Mary's throat, but not deep enough to kill her, as Benny had ordered him. The 13-year-old later told police he didn't want to take the woman's life. Dr. Tanya Foreman, the psychiatrist hired by the court to evaluate Reed's mental and emotional state, took the stand, saying she concluded the boy has a mental maturity of a child about 10 or 11 years old. Foreman says tests she conducted conclude 97% of children Reed's age are more socially adept than the Brown County teen. Foreman says Reed was treated for ADHD and was temporarily on medication to control the condition, with treatment ending in 2000. Foreman says the boy has had behavioral problems ever since. That led Foreman to a clear warning. If he goes and develops in an adult model center, he will be influenced by the other inmates, she said. But Brown County Prosecutor Jim Oliver argues Foreman only made contact with Reed's attorney in making her evaluation. Foreman responded by saying Roberts had contacted her, whereas Oliver made no attempt to do the same. Oliver turned to Judge Stewart. This psychiatric examination is biased, he said. This started with the idea that no 13-year-old should go to prison and went from there. As a last word, Oliver questioned what he called the prison that Mary Volin must be living in, asking the judge to consider her feelings. Roberts countered by arguing state penal codes are founded on reformation and not on vindictiveness, saying Blade Reed was a child who fell through the cracks in social service programs. Roberts says the bigger risk for the community would be to put Reed in an adult prison with no education and criminals as his role models. I can't think of a better formula to release a monster on society, Roberts said. If Reed were tried as an adult, the minimum sentence would be 45 years, with 22 and a half served for good behavior. He could, however, be sentenced for as long as 65 years. After the hearing, both Roberts and Oliver refused to speculate on Judge Stewart's decision. Roberts says he feels the reformative nature of juvenile law supports his argument.
Well, the legislature's made a lot of decisions, and one of those is that our entire juvenile system should be focused at the best interest of the child under all circumstances. And I think that is certainly at war with the presumption in this statute that Mr. Oliver is proceeding under.
But Oliver says the community's interest is at stake.
It's our position that it's not in the community's best interest. Any juvenile can make the argument that it's in his best interest to stay in juvenile court.
Judge Stewart says she will make a decision in the next few days. For WFIU News, I'm Emily Loftus.